On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, our multitude of fans out there, time for some rapid fire where we come up with some trivia questions that hopefully they're a little bit challenging. I don't know that I have very many. I don't think these are going to be too challenging, but we'll see what happens. So, Mark, you ready?
Some people say I am challenged, but go ahead.
All right. The question number one here. Who played harmonica on Thin Lizzy's Black Rose album?
The only guy I know who was a friend, I'm going to say Huey Lewis.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yeah, they were. He and Phil were apparently really good buds.
Yeah. That's when...
which is weird.
Yeah. Well, that was way before he was famous. He was in a band called Clover. But yeah, they were buddies, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, question one for you. And we're going to play the real name game. You ready?
Jesus.
I give you guys real name, and you're going to give me his musician name.
All right.
The name is Colin Trevor Flukes. I'll give you a hint. He was a drummer who's passed away, but he's a very famous drummer who's played with a lot of people.
Colin Trevor Flukes?
Flukes. In fact, you named somebody he's played with.
I named somebody he's played with.
Yes.
Is it Colin Powell?
Colin Powell. No, it is not.
Cozy Powell.
It is Cozy Powell. Yes, it is. Cozy Powell. Colin Powell. It's not
Colin Powell.
Wow. We'll give you that
one. It's not the former defense minister or whatever.
Secretary
he is
of Defense. No, he's a general. Not that guy. But it's okay. Cozy Powell. So we'll give you that one.
Cozy Powell.
Wow. Colin Powell.
Jeez.
Damn. Coronavirus is messing our brains up.
Really? I need more sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, this is kind of a list question.
Oh, boy.
I want to know what all these bands have in common. Amon Amarth, Gamma Ray, Mr. Big, Nine Inch Nails, and Smashing Pumpkins.
Holy smokes. None of those bands are anything alike. First, when you saw Amon Amarth, I thought, like, maybe he's going Swedish then. Amon Amarth, Mr. Big, Smashing Pumpkins, and who? Nine Inch Nails?
Nine Inch Nails and Gamma Ray.
And Gamma Ray? You got to give me a clue. I have no idea.
I'm looking for when they were formed.
Oh, so they're formed in a certain year. Let's see. I'm going to say they were formed in 1990.
Oh, you're close. It's 88.
Oh, geez. Okay. Damn it.
I saw I guess it would be the first incarnation of Mr. Big. It was the Eric Martin band. And a couple guys from Tesla were in it. I saw them in San Francisco. A couple guys in Tesla. I can't remember who was playing bass.
Or I know the drummer from Tesla played in the Eric Martin band.
The guitar player did too. And it might have been Billy Sheehan playing bass.
Okay.
But yeah, it was in a little tiny club. And then about a month later, they announced it was Mr. Big.
Yeah.
Had Paul Gilbert. It was great band, but
Eric Martin doesn't get enough Respect. That guy can sing his ass off.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
Almost a member of Toto.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't get the gig because he looked too young. So, yeah, they passed him over.
But then they went with Joe Williams, who looked like a teenager. Or Fergie Fredrickson.
It might have been Fergie who they went with instead of Eric Martin. But Eric Martin and Toto would have been interesting.
Yeah, that would have been good. He has a great voice.
Yeah.
And he doesn't seem like he's a screw-up like some of the guys they've had in the band.
No. They got quite a list there.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Question number two for you. This is a long-winded question, so get ready for this.
Oh, boy, I got to pay attention.
Yes. After leaving Iron Maiden, Clive Burr formed a supergroup with the Troy brothers from Praying Mantis and future Uriah Heep vocalist Bernie Shaw. The name of the band was Clive Burr's Escape, but then they changed their name two more times before settling on one name and releasing one album. What was the name of the band? 1985 was the year.
85. Oh. I think I remember it had something to do with an Iron Maiden song.
No.
I have no idea.
The answer is Stratus.
Stratus. No,
I sent the album to you. It's very AOR-ish.
Yeah.
Because the Praying Mantis guys are in it.
Right.
But yeah, after that, Clive Burr really didn't do much after that, but you figured it out.
Well, he got sick.
Well, I think this is what he got sick later on, but yeah. During the 80s and yeah. What, he had multiple sclerosis, I think?
Yeah.
Stratus. Okay. Yeah, every guy who left Maiden pretty much didn't do, you know, like Paul Di'Anno didn't really take off, and Dennis Stratton had Lionheart that didn't take off. Clive Burr, yeah, it's just stuck with Maiden.
Yeah, and
I forgot why they got rid of him. Or did he just leave? Who knows?
I don't remember either.
Because he was very popular. Everybody liked the guy.
Yeah, I remember we watched him when they opened for Priest one year. And we watched him and how he would lift his legs up. Mm-hmm. As he was playing. It was kind of weird.
Yeah. We saw him twice.
Yeah.
With Di'Anno and Dickinson.
Yep.
And then he was gone.
Then no more.
But Nico's pretty good replacement.
Yeah, Nico, I think he may last.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so you're one for two right now. So last question for you. Who produced Black and Blue's album Nasty Nasty?
Gene Simmons.
That is correct.
I'm 2 for 3. Yes.
2 for 3.
All right.
You're 66%, so that's an F.
or if I was a baseball player, I'd be a billionaire.
Hall of Famer.
All right, here you go. Question three. Another long question, but it's about a band you love. In the early 90s, band Jellyfish broke up after two albums. All the members went their separate ways with different musical projects. The band's lead singer and co-writer, a guy named Andy Strummer, didn't have a solo career. He just kind of disappeared. He did. But do you know what he does now? What does Andy Strummer from Jellyfish do now?
I have no idea. I haven't heard of anything that he's been doing, particularly musically.
Well, I can tell you one of the things he did work with a Japanese girl group and wrote some of their songs. But what he does today will surprise you because it does have something to do with music. Okay, so you have no idea what Andy Stromer's doing, huh?
No, I have no clue.
Now, the answer is he writes music and theme songs for the Cartoon Network. And I guess the most...
Actually, I probably could have guessed a lot more than Stratus.
Right, and I guess the big one that everybody knows, my kids watch cartoons sometimes. There's a TV show called Teen Titans. Andy Stromer wrote the music for that.
Nice.
So he does music for cartoons.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, well, at least he's still in the music industry. That's cool.
There you go. And so, you know what that means, right?
I win. I'm over three. Yeah. Yes. All right. Well, you get double bonus since I lost so bad.
Yeah. I'm going to go have some pie. Woo.
And Liv makes unbelievable pie. She's got a maraschino cherry and chocolate whipped pie. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I'm putting
on weight. She just made it this afternoon.
I'm putting on weight just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter's baking all the time now because they're so bored.
Nice.
Homeschooling sucks.
She's been, all the teachers give her work. She's been doing 5 or 6 hours in a day of schoolwork.
Yeah. My kids aren't getting as much because they're not as old, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes. On that note, click.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show is 100% free. The hosts of the show make absolutely nothing for doing the show. It's done for the love of the music they grew up with.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, everybody out there, the multitude of fans listening. We have a kind of a new segment where we have 6 and 30, where we put together 5-second clips from 6 different songs to make up a 30-second song clip, I guess. And what each person has to do is guess at least the artist. If you can get the song, you get bonus points, and that comes with a ton of bonus cash. So,
and there's a theme, right?
There is usually, yes, there is a theme to these running through them. It's not just, hey, here's 6 songs. The first one for you here, Mark, is all these songs. These are the drum intros to songs.
Drum intros to songs. Okay.
Drum intros.
Can you tell we have lots of time on our hands? All right, drum intro. So if you're playing along.
I could have made this a 50 in 100. There are so many.
I almost did this too, but I figured you would do it since you did bass players a while back. So I figured you'd do drums as well. So I didn't do this. I'm glad I didn't. So if you're playing along at home, get a piece of paper out and see if you can get all 6 of these. I'm going to give this a shot. Here we go.
And if you can at least just get the artist, I think you'll be.
Okay, just the artist for us. Okay. All right. Here we go. Okay, there was 6 and 30 seconds. I know I got 4 of them for sure.
Yeah, I gave you a couple of softballs.
And there was a couple that's like, oh, I didn't get. I was on the tip of my tongue, too. But one of them, I was like, what? So I'm going to turn the volume up on my end, and I'm going to try this again. So here we go. Let's try this. Track 1 was Iron Maiden's Running Free.
Yep.
Number 2 was Van Halen, Hot for Teacher.
Correct. Couple of softballs to start off with.
Right. Number 3 was Slade, Run Runaway.
All right. Very good.
Number 4 is right on the tip of my tongue. It's there, but I don't know. Five is kind of disco-y, so I'm going to guess Chic.
No, that is incorrect, okay. But you're close.
Damn it. And number six is Iron Maiden again.
Yep.
So
that was Run to the Hills.
Run to the Hills for sure. Yeah, same out. Okay.
All right. The fourth one is one of your favorite bands, and we have both seen them. I think we saw them together once at the Cap Center.
Oh God, it's so familiar too.
And the drummer actually recently died.
Oh, English band?
No, very American.
Very American. I know it too. I'm drawing a blank. Who is?
Oh yeah, it's totally one of your favorite bands.
Kiss.
No.
Enough's enough.
Twisted Sister.
Oh God.
Bad Boys of Rock and Roll.
Yeah. I knew. I knew it, but five. You said I was close with Chic.
You were close with the disco.
Or Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No, it was the Village People, Macho Man.
So I
got you when I saw that, and I was like, okay.
I was like, yeah, it was familiar as hell.
Oh, yeah.
The Twisted Sister.
Yeah,
if you'd have kept playing it, I would have got it.
Right.
Yeah, but far
and same with the Macho Man. Another second, you'd hear them going, body, body. Yeah. Body, body. Macho, Macho Man.
Oh, my God. Really? All right, 4 for 6.
Hey, you've thrown in some doozies in these, so.
Okay, well.
Don't even.
Now it's your turn.
Yeah. Uh-oh, thanks, Liv.
Wow. Lucky you. All right, focus.
Focus, okay, there's not a delicious piece of pie sitting right next to me.
And I can't have a bit of it, okay.
Okay.
All right, the theme running through these six songs is they're all from Southern rock bands. So I'll just give me the band, okay? You don't have to give me the song, okay?
Okay. All right, let's go.
All right, six.
Oh, man. Okay, I think I got the first four. I need to listen to the last two again.
Yeah, these are tough.
Let's see here.
Six songs in 30 seconds.
Oh, man.
All Southern rock bands.
Okay. What is the name of that band? Crap. All right, the first one I think is Jackal.
Incorrect.
All right. 0-1. The next song is Pretty Little Love Song, and I can't remember who did it. It wasn't the Allman Brothers. Can't go wrong. I can't remember the artist on that one.
So you're incorrect on that one and the song title. It's Heard It in a Love Song.
Right. Great.
Number three.
Number three is Molly Hatchet.
Correct.
Then Skynyrd.
Correct.
Then the Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Uh-huh.
What's
the name of the band? The Harrison Brothers.
Also did.
The Harrison Brothers used to like this band a little bit.
Yeah.
It's always always played on DC 101.
They also did High Grass.
They did that song too.
And I don't know the last one at all.
So you don't know 5 and 6?
Yeah. Dang it.
So you got 2 out of 6.
Jeez.
All right. The first band you got wrong. You said it was Jackal.
Yeah.
The name of that song is Good Morning.
Oh, that's Blackfoot.
Correct. All right. The second one is the Marshall Tucker Band.
That's who I was trying to think of the name. I knew it was a guy's name.
Yep.
Ugh.
Number 5, which you missed, was the Outlaws.
Yep.
I knew that. The last song is Keep On Smiling by Wet Willie.
Yeah, see, there's no way I would have gotten that one.
Yeah, I figured that's the one you wouldn't get. I figured you'd get most of the other ones. I was wrong. So this week, 4 for me, 2 for you. This was your worst week ever.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty good at these.
Yeah, because this rivals when you gave me Van Halen intros and I bombed them.
Well, not that bad. I'm not a Southern rock junkie.
No, I'm not either. But
Van Halen intros? Yeah,
you should. Yeah, I sucked on that one. So yeah, pretty good. Okay.
Oh man.
You can listen to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show on the following phone apps and websites: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Player FM. All past episodes can be found on these sites as well. Please mark the show as a favorite so you don't miss an episode.